The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology in Trinity College, is with us to talk all things science. And this time we're talking air pollution and spermageddon.
We are. And funny phrase, spermageddon, isn't it? Yes, it is. Now,
funny is one way to look at it.
People know
horrifying is another.
The sperm count is falling dramatically in us males, you know. In the past 50 years, it's halved, which is a big drop, obviously. And in the past 20 years, it's sped up. And of course, people are worried, will we become infertile? There'll be no more children, obviously, is one concern. But this study is a fascinating. The question is why? Why is that? And it could be lots of things, by the way. But pollution. They reckon it could be pollutants in the atmosphere or somehow damaging our sperm. And the second thing is women. There's also decreasing fertility in women. And noise pollution, they think, might be part of this as well. So it's a big study trying to explain this drop in fertility is what's been published.
It seems a counterintuitive connection. How does noise pollution impact on either eggs or sperm?
Yeah, that was very unexpected, actually, because what's going on? There was hints of this in previous studies. It's from Denmark, by the way. The Danes are very good at this. And they've hundreds of thousands of people they've looked at who, and some of them are having trouble, you know, conceiving. And they looked at that as a variable. And they noticed if you live in a place where there's loads of noise, meaning traffic mainly, women's fertility, it was a risk factor that was going to be damaged. And especially women who are slightly older, it turns out, 30 to 45-year-olds, they seem to be especially at risk of this decreased fertility because of noise.
Which is particularly important given what we're seeing, particularly in Ireland, in the ageing of the age at which women are now having babies.
Yeah, that because the biggest thing of all for decreased fertility is age anyway, as we know, and as women get older. But men as well, by the way, you know, men past 40 will have less active sperm and there's less of a chance of conceiving. So it's not just women, it's men as well. But women certainly, as they get older, see, the women are born with a set of eggs and they ovulate, as you know, once a month. But the trouble is, as they get older, sadly, the eggs age as well. And then there's a decrease in fertility anyway.
Presumably, it is one of those things where there must be multiple contributory factors, that even if air pollution is one of the things, or rather noise pollution is one of the things, lifestyle, health, diet, all of those must also contribute.
Yeah, it's multifactorial, of course. Now, we know things like alcohol is a negative. You know, smoking is a negative. Certain medications are a negative. Interestingly, on heat. Now what this does get slightly unsavory, but if your testicles are overheating, and it could be because you're wearing tight underwear, I'm not joking you, they've got an association with this, that can decrease the sperm viability as well.
How does one know when one's testicles are overheating?
Well, that worries me scientifically. I don't know how they showed this. Maybe it's a Tour de France cyclist or something. I don't know. But there's some evidence of slightly overheating the testicles will decrease the sperm capacity to swim, I guess, is the way to put it. And then the big question is stress, Anton. Is stress a factor? Now, there isn't much evidence for that, strangely, even though we think stress might be a negative. But the question about the noise is noise causing stress? And there's some evidence. If you live in a very noisy place full of traffic, it may cause a level of stress that might impact on it.
Well, I'm intrigued in this then, Luke, because I think there is an interesting Venn diagram overlap that we could examine, which is if, as you say, air pollution is an issue, noise pollution is an issue, traffic is an issue, particularly traffic noise, and the temperature of one's testicles, that would suggest that getting caught in a traffic jam is a major problem for fertility.
That's a good, yes, exactly. They haven't studied that exactly, which you're right. That would be everything coming together, I suppose. The big question, Anton, is why would noise have this effect on women? And it does activate a thing called the HPA, which is the hypothalamic pituitary axis in your brain. And that can impact on hormones that control eggs. So there may be a rationale for the noise affecting this part of your brain, which then impacts on hormones and affects your eggs. So there's something in it, basically.
If they have an understanding of the possible route of impact, does that mean that there is scope maybe to intervene either medically or in some other way and interrupt that route of action?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, the answer could be slightly hormonal in a way. You know, if you can get the hormonal balance right, it makes the eggs more receptive to the sperm, perhaps. In the case of the men, you're generating sperm, remember, every day fresh. And that's partly hormonal as well. So again, if you keep the hormone levels up, the trouble is, if you tamper with hormones, other things can happen as well. So they're slightly uneasy about giving people hormones. But then of course, with IVF, you do see hormone treatment to enhance these things.
But also there must be a lifestyle lesson in all of this, because it would suggest that rural agrarian styles of living are much better for fertility than urbanized high-pressure lives.
That's what this study said. I was amazed they could measure traffic and noise. Now, the Danes seem very good at this. They had a way to assess sort of traffic beside people's residences, and then they saw the association. If you live somewhere where there's no traffic, it wasn't. There was less of a risk factor in a way, you know, and you're more likely to conceive is the idea. And they were using this map, this geo-mapping it was called, to figure out where the traffic was. But certainly if you live in a rural place and less noise, that would increase your chances of conceiving is one thing this study is suggesting.
Of course, one of the difficulties, you mentioned stress as a contributing factor. I imagine that has to be very difficult for people who are going through multiple cycles of IVF, because what tends to happen with that is stress. There is a lot of pressure and concern, which is inimical to what you're trying to achieve.
But it's very serious, this, in a way. One in seven couples have trouble, remember. That's the first thing. A lot of people. And it does cause increased stress. It causes depression, anxiety, and all kinds of things. So one reason to increase this is to decrease those things, obviously, is one consequence of this. And the whole IVF thing, remember, is extremely stressful for people. But remember, IVF has been a massive advanced medically. It's wonderful, isn't it, that people can now have children through IVF. And millions of babies have been born through IVF. And that's obviously the more positive side of something.
Particularly for something that is a relatively recent medical treatment. I mean, IVF in and of itself, it's not much more than about 40 years old,
that's
is
right.
it?
Yes, a guy called Steptoe famously was the guy who configured it. And he won the Nobel Prize for this, because obviously it's wonderful for people that they can have babies in this way. So it's a great advantage.
And as you say, wonderful for the millions of people who are currently walking the earth who otherwise wouldn't be here.
Yeah, precisely. Yes, and of course at the time, it was seen as unlikely to take some sperm and mix it up with some egg in a test tube and then implant it. And he this guy Steptoe, using very clever science, got the conditions right for this to work. And hey presto, we see all these IVF babies being born.
Luke, as always, thank you so much. That is Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at the School of Immunology in Trinity College.
Thank you, Adam.
Still to come.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.